Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Now, things were getting a little bit difficult on Fir'aun because this embarrassing event happened in front of all of the people of Egypt. So the evil advisors of Fir'aun came to him and said, "You need to do something. You can't let things get out of control." And these are the parasites living under Fir'aun who are benefiting from the situation, benefiting from the status quo. Because these oppressive leaders, they don't exist in a vacuum. Al-Dhalama, the oppressors, these kings, they don't live in a vacuum. They have an underlying power under them. They have chiefs, al-Mala, they have advisors, they have a government. They have people who are serving them and helping them, otherwise they can't exist alone. And Fir'aun, even though he claimed to be God and he claimed to be the owner of Egypt, li mulku Misr, nevertheless, he still had to depend on these people under him. And these were parasites who are benefiting financially and benefiting from the positions they are getting under the leadership of Fir'aun. So they are looking for their benefit also.
وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَذَرَكَ وَآلِهَتَكَ.
The chiefs of Fir'aun said, the chiefs of Fir'aun's people said, "Will you leave Musa and his people to spread mischief in the land and to abandon you and your gods? Are you going to let this happen? Are you going to let this go?" So they pushed Fir'aun, so he said,
قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ.
He said, "We will kill their sons and we will let their women live and we have irresistible power over them." Didn't Fir'aun issue this order before? When did he issue it? When Musa was born. Bani Israel, when this issue was decreed, Bani Israel, what did they say? أُوذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِينَا. The Bani Israel, they said, "We have received harm when you were born and we're receiving harm from you now. All this trouble is because of you. They were killing us in the beginning because of you, because of your birth. That is why our children were killed. And now our children are killed again. Why? Because of you another time." And this is the nature of the people who are not willing to sacrifice anything for the sake of Allah. People who are already humiliated, they're crushed. And they don't want to move ahead. And they're not willing to give anything. They want victory. They want success. They want position, but they're not willing to pay the price for it. And unfortunately, sometimes we're guilty of doing the same thing. How come Islam is not established? How come there is no khilafah? How come there's no... And this person, you find him, he's not doing anything and he's blaming the whole ummah. And he's the only one who's innocent. Well, look at the Muslims, and he's speaking about everyone but himself. Why is the problem in Chechnya happening? Why is the problem in Iraq happening? Why is the problem in Palestine happening? Why is it happening in Kashmir? It is because of the faults of me and you. Don't think that the problem of Kashmir is a Kashmiri problem, or the problem of the Chechens is a Chechen problem, or the problem of Palestine is a Palestinian problem. This is a problem of the Muslim Ummah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know these different states and nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows one Ummah. One ummah. So whenever there's a punishment or there's a problem or there's a suffering in one part of the ummah, it is a suffering for all of us. And we are all held responsible for it. So the problems we are going through now are because of us and we are responsible for solving them.
قَالُوا أُوذِينَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِن بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا.
They said, "We had suffered troubles before you came to us and since you've came to us." But Musa told them,
قَالَ عَسَىٰ رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ.
It may be that your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you successors on the earth so that he may see how you act. Allah will give you victory over your enemy and Allah will give you khilafah, but you have to go through the sacrifice. That's the natural path to achieve victory. And then Musa told his people in the ayah before,
قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
He said, "Seek help from Allah and be patient." We have to be patient. Verily the earth is Allah's. He gives it as a heritage to whom He wills of His slave, and blessed in the end are al-muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Musa ayat, signs. How many signs do we already know of up to this moment? Two, which are the stick and the hand. The ayat in total were nine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
And indeed we punished the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortness of fruits that they may remember. So these are another two, which are the drought and the they don't have any fruits. So now we have four. And then we have another five mentioned in another ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending them ayat. And Allah says, whenever we send them a sign, we send them a following sign which is greater than the one before it. So Allah is sending them powerful signs. Why? For them to remember. The stick was not enough. The hand was not enough. So Allah sent on them drought. Drought. They would get no rain. And naqsin min al-thamarat. They would have less fruits. Al-Hasan says these two signs are one. And he would replace another one with al-Bahr. He would count the splitting of the sea as one sign. So then we have five left. Okay, now, when these two signs occurred, Fir'aun and his people came to Musa and they told him, can you please ask your Lord to release us from this drought and from this problem? So they sent him a delegation from the government to meet with Musa and tell him, please release us from this problem. Musa made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them with rain and fruits again. فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They broke their promise to Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ. The next sign was the flood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Nile River flood. So it would flood on the banks, it would cover their fields, and then the water would stick there. So they cannot plant in the fields. The water doesn't want to go anywhere. It was an amazing flood. It's a miracle. The Nile banks, the Nile River flooded, and the water went over the banks, and then the water stayed right there. It didn't move. So all of the fields were covered. So they cannot plant. So they went to Musa and they said,
وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجِزُ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ لَئِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّا الرِّجِزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ.
And when the punishment fell on them, they said, O Musa, invoke your Lord for us because of His promise to you. If you will remove the punishment for us, we indeed shall believe in you. We will believe in you. And we are going to let the children of Israel go with you. Musa wanted two things. He wanted them to believe and he wanted Fir'aun to release Bani Israel from the slavery. Fir'aun said, I'll give you the two things you want from me. I'm going to believe and I'm going to release the children of Israel with you. Why was Fir'aun saying that? Because he needs Musa, otherwise his kingdom is going to be lost. They think in their interest. Interest rules. So they went to Musa and they said, please ask Allah, your Lord, to release us from this punishment. And if you do so, we're going to believe in you and we're going to send Bani Israel. Musa made dua to Allah, so the water receded. Now they went to their fields and they started planting again. They said, we don't know who you are, we're not going to believe and we're not going to send Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them another sign. After a tufan, wal-jarad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them locusts. Grasshoppers, locusts. Allah sent on them clouds of locusts that would block the sun. And these clouds would march over their fields and eat anything they find in front of them. They would eat all of the plants and the trees in the field. They would leave them dead. And then they would march on the houses and eat the wood. Miracle from Allah. Destruction that went over Egypt. Clouds of locusts marching over the land of Egypt. Destroying everything. They went to Musa begging, oh Musa, ask Allah to release us from this punishment. We're going to believe and send Bani Israel with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released that punishment from them. فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They broke their promise again. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they said whatever ayah you bring us to work therewith with your sorcery, we shall never believe in you. وَيَّرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Allah says about these people, if they see every sign, they will not believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them another sign, which is al-qaml, lice or ticks. Allah sent on them lice and ticks. These insects that bite your body and they suck the blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these insects on them in millions. Millions. Their clothes would be filled inside with lice and ticks. When they would go in their beds, it would be lined up with lice and ticks. Wherever they go, their houses, these ticks are flying around in their houses and over their bodies. Their life became terrible and miserable. They couldn't stand it. And who can release them from that? Allah. They went to Musa. Musa made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the punishment. فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They broke their promise again. Subhanallah, look at the insistence on kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them another sign. Frogs. One of them would put his clothes on. Frogs would jump on his body. He would open up his mouth to eat. A frog would hop in his mouth. He's eating his food. A frog would land right over it. He goes to bed. He's crushing frogs under him. Frogs, wherever they go, it says in the tafsir that they would be eating, a group of them would be eating, and frogs would jump in their food. They would open their mouths, and their mouths would be filled with frogs. They went to Musa, oh Musa, release us from this punishment, adab, rijz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released them from this, فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They broke the promise another time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent on them addam, blood. Allahu alam what the exact punishment was in blood, but some of the mufassirin say that the people of Fir'aun would go, the people of Egypt would go and take water from the Nile River. By the time they reach home, it is thick blood. They would take water out of their wells. By the time they want to drink it, it is thick blood. Bani Israel would take water from the Nile River and they would drink it as water. They would take water from the wells, it would be water. With the Egyptians and the people of Fir'aun, it would turn into blood. What can they do? They need to drink. They went to Musa and said, release us from this punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released them from this punishment. But that was the last sign that they would receive.